And this is 88.5 KRFY Pondere. And you've tuned into the KRFY new show on the air called The Local and Live Show. And we are live in the studio of KRFY this evening, Tuesday, and every evening coming up through the next 3 months with musicians in the studio. I'm Susie Prez, your host. We'll be here at offering an opportunity for local musicians to come together to share their own music, play some tunes live in the studio for your listening pleasure. Tonight, our live musicians, and they are live, they're right here, are Ben Olson. Hello, Ben Olson.
It depends on what your definition of alive is, but...
Okay.
Say that again?
No, I'm just kidding.
Okay, and Katie Archer.
Hello.
You got to get right into the mic.
Hello.
Oh, perfect. And Vance Bergeson.
Hey, everybody.
It's really nice to have the three of you here. We did this last week, and this is our second week of doing live and local. Kind of a little jam, kind of a little open mic, but by invitation. So thanks.
Mic ajar is what I like to call it.
Mic ajar.
Yeah, and just slightly open.
Again, thanks for coming in, and this should be a lot of fun. Kind of the process is we'll hear a few songs from Ben and Katie, and then we'll just go back and forth is what it turned out to really work last week. So we'll start out, and Ben and Katie, you're part of a local band, Harold's IGA.
Yeah.
So what's going on with Harold's?
Well, you know, Harold's is going through some personnel changes. every couple of years we lose a member or two. So right now we actually are getting a new bass player. Craig Baldwin from the band Tennis, who I don't know if anybody remembers Tennis. They played on New Year's at McDuff's. They're probably one of the most polished bands I've probably ever seen play in Sandpoint. Craig's a really good bass player. And our band grew by a drummer and a bass player this year. Our drummer's Josh Vitale, so we're now a four-piece.
This is kind of a fusion of talent or Tennis and Harold's?
Yeah, it's like Harold's playing tennis, you know?
Is that the name of it?
No, it's still Harold's IGA.
Oh, okay. All righty.
But yeah, things are going well. We're happy it's always fun to kind of reorganize and to reformat and see, you know, you change one member of a band and it changes the output altogether. It's the songs are the same, but it's different every time you play it.
Because music was different in each of us.
Yeah, I mean, somebody hears a song differently or they hear a different part or whatever they may do. It's really fun to see what somebody throws into a new song, which is kind of fun about situations like tonight where we're playing. You know, Vance and I have known each other for years, and I always really enjoy what Vance puts out as far as music goes. And so we're thinking about trying to practice a little bit, but then we just ran out of time. We're like, well, we're just going to wing it tonight.
Yeah, about 3 minutes.
I think that's the most important way to go here. That's what this show is all about.
Wing it.
Well, and also when you're winging it, something new comes about that you may only experience once in your lifetime, and if you're listening, you get to hear it. So that's, and we are recording this so people can hear it at krfy.org after the fact as a podcast under live and local.
Cool.
And okay, so Harold's is moving into a new musical project, evolving, we'll say, and that sounds good. And you and Katie have been playing together for a while and have your own style, just the two of you.
Yeah, we play a duo around town when we play places like Idaho Poor Authority or like the Pondere Winery or places that the full band doesn't quite go over too well. So it's fun playing with just Katie and I because we play different songs than we play in a full band, and it's not so much different, but we can have a little bit more freedom sometimes because I know a lot of songs that we just never really got down with the band. And Katie can always hop on the drums. If I just want to play a song that she's never even played before, it's really freeing, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of fun that way.
Okay. Well, I think it's time to hear that one of those first Katie and Ben songs. And
this really is one of the first, too.
Yeah, this is an old one. The funny thing about Vance and I is Vance and I played in a band called the Official Nadas, which was the precursor to Harold's IGA. Vance played bass with us.
The bass player.
So this song, I used to play with the official Nadas with Vance, and also Zach Hagedon and Aaron Branigan and Karen Pokrzelski, the strangest mashup of five people you've ever seen.
Having fun,
yeah,
making it happen.
It was fun. It was everybody's got to get a band or two out of their system before they really find one that works. So this is a song called The Lighthouse Man, which is an old song. It's one of the first songs I wrote that I didn't hate.
Beautiful song written by Ben Olson.
Yeah.
Nice. That was Lighthouse Man, performed by Ben and Olson and Katie Archer with background accoutrements, whatever we want to call it, extras, accents by Vance Bergson.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that means.
It's better than excrement for Vance.
Beautiful, beautiful song. And you know, Katie, I have to say, really nice harmony. Yeah, it's just very, you really know how to move into that place.
I'm still learning that one. That's something I worked really hard at.
I know, but it's hard to sing harmony with a guy, I think. It's not the same as singing above a gal's voice or something.
I think they're all hard.
All right, so that was Lighthouse Man written, one of the first songs that kind of came together here with this group of folks. And
yeah, I just found actually the piece of paper that I wrote that on first. So sometimes it's really fun to find the notebook pages that you wrote a song first, that years and years and years ago, and you see the the verses that didn't make it, that got crossed out, and you think, how did I ever think that was going to be a good verse there? And so I just found that just a couple of weeks ago, and it was really fun to look at because there were some terrible verses to that song.
But that's part of the process.
It is.
It's the process of elimination. And really, have you noticed writing songs, it evolves until there it is. And except sometimes they're just right there.
Sometimes a song will just come out and just plop right on the table, and it's just like it's ready-made, and you can't believe how easy it was. And that happens once or twice. And then the other 100 times, it's struggle, I think.
Yeah, so, more of a process.
So have you noticed that too, Vance?
I have, kind of what we're talking about, as far as you'll have some songs that, boom, they're right there. But I notice most are like, I'll have something that it's more like a rut that I've been in, you know, playing it over and over. And then all of a sudden you'll find a little avenue from that, and you're like, oh, look, there's a new song, you know.
Have you found that it's hard to then go back to the old rut of the song?
Yeah.
It's like it disappears.
Exactly.
Because the new one is so alive.
Yeah, it's taken over.
It's taken over.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's hear a Vance song.
All right.
A Vance original. What's the name of it? How did you kind of come to it? A little bit of intro.
This one, in the past couple of days, I talked to Ben, and he was like, well, we want you to come and be on the radio with us, you know. And so I'm like, oh, my goodness. And I played here before, which was really fun. But I got thinking, and I was like, I want to play something that's kind of chaotic on the radio, you know, something that's a little bit different.
Which is Vance's style all the way.
Yeah. So this song came from that. And I think I took lyrics from an old song. Kind of it's like a mashup of something I did before.
It's an opportunity.
A mashup original.
Yeah.
Just watch the language.
Okay.
Had fun with that one. What would you give it a name, Vance?
Let's see. I can't give it a
okay.
name.
Okay, right, it's just in the moment.
It's got
Vance.
No name.
Vance's no yeah. name song. That was fun. It reminded me of something, and I can't quite put my finger on. I guess it was just so original. Really fun.
Vance writes great songs. I've always, and it's funny that he mashed this one up, because when we were practicing one time, I remember we were playing a song and it didn't quite work out, and Vance goes, "Why? Try this one." And he hands me a notebook, and it's got these whole other lyrics on it. I'm like, "Well, what do you mean?" He's like, "Well, just try singing those lyrics with this song." And, yeah. And I love the improvisation that Vance throws in there, because he's not afraid to try things and dangle off the cliff a little bit.
Is that why you even play music? It's a place to go, and
it's a place to go, stress relief.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, a good outlet, and it's always different. I found that music with me is, like we were saying, it's always kind of evolving and changing a little bit. And that's good.
That's the exciting part.
Yeah.
And guess what? We get to do that forever. So yeah. That's the cool part. And speaking of forever, I guess David Bowie moved on to a new
Bowie musical
experience. Yeah. So is it Bowie? Yeah, Bowie. And anyways, we'll hear some of that later in the local show with Jack Peterson.
Yeah, the world's a little dimmer without old David Bowie in it, I think.
Yeah.
He was another guy who just... he refused to do things the way they were supposed to be done. And I love that about Bowie, because he was always trying new stuff. And he kind of took music and threw it on its can. And he was unafraid completely. And he just was who he was. And I love that about Bowie. And I was really sad when I saw the news the other day.
I know.
It's, you know, he was almost 70, and apparently he had cancer for a long time. And you just didn't even know. I didn't heard anything about it.
Well, he's been getting a lot of press lately, actually, in the Rolling Stones. There were major articles. He just came out with a CD.
A new album.
Yeah. And did a final piece, too, that I guess we haven't heard yet exactly all of it. So, all righty. Thank you, Vance, for that. That was fun.
Oh, you're welcome.
And you get to come back in a few minutes, or, you know, you'll get on again. And you're kind of playing, everyone's kind of playing with each other, but featuring... next, Ben and Katie with another song, and you can tell us about that.
Which one do you want to play next? Should we play the Flood?
Yeah, I think so.
This song, I used to work for a photographer. He lives out in Hope. Mark Story, really talented photographer. He's he was working on this project, taking photographs of the oldest people in the world, and he hired me to travel around the country and find these people and sign them up for having a photo shoot done, which, i.e., my favorite job ever that I've ever had in my entire life. I spent 2 years living on the road. I met the most amazing people in the world. We photographed something like 22 people that were over 100 years old. And I forget how many. There were like 15 of them that were over 110. Yeah, and when you see somebody over 110 years old, you realize that you don't want to live that long, because these people were just kind of waiting around to die. And you also realize that they have seen so much, and just the amount of life that they've seen, you can kind of see it in their eyes and their wrinkly face. And so this song is about an old guy that we photographed in Davenport, Iowa. And he lived right by the Mississippi, and he told us about his family, which apparently his daughter drowned in the Mississippi. His wife was killed. She died because of consumption, and he just had this tragic story, and so I wrote this song about that old guy. He kind of crossed my mind in the middle of the night one day, and I wrote this song about him. He was 113 years old. I usually play a harmonica with this one, but we're going to have Katie featured on the saw on this one, so if you hear something weird like that right there, that's the eerie saw. Thank you. listen to the man on the Mississippi side, oh, swears he knows where we go when we die. He's worked 100 years and he still ain't fit to die, oh, sitting back, he's waiting for the light. Said he'd seen the plains dry and dusty for the rains, up and took his family to the muddy water. Kids were born and raised, he watched the river flood the banks and took away the youngest daughter. Let's hear a little song here. '69, he lost his wife to the vine, and the children died one by one. He said they're all gone, he's got them buried in the lawn. He said the next flood will take them all.
That's great. The multi-talented, multitasking Katie Archer.
That's my girl. Katie's our ace in the hole when we play out live, because she plays about 9 different instruments and
all at once.
And not to mention, she's absolutely beautiful. And so nobody ever looks at me or like considers me at all. They just kind of look at Katie and everything she does. It's really fun.
Isn't that great? So that was The Flood with Ben Olson, Katie Archer, and Vance, again, backing up a little bit there. And Katie was playing the saw, which is an actual saw.
And it's a North Idaho saw.
I know. Yeah. All right. Right out of someone's thrift store.
Buy one at a thrift store for $5 and get a bow, and you got yourself an instrument. And you can cut down some trees and stuff with it.
At first, I thought your leg was just shaking because you were nervous or something, but you have to make that happen in order for the saw to do what it does.
Yeah, the reverb.
Yeah, and then you actually used your voice to kind of bring in some haunting sounds and.
Yeah, the origination of that voice, it was really funny. We were practicing one night, and Katie just did not want to get the saw out because it was mid-song. She's like, I don't want to bring it out for just that one. So she just decides to...
do the mouth saw.
It worked. Yeah.
And I got that from that Ace Ventura movie.
Yeah, the cable guy.
What's the song?
You're right.
I say you're
do
right.
You want somebody to love.
We're just having a lot of fun here in the KRFY studios. This is the Live and Local show. We have Ben Olson, Katie Archer, and Vance Bergeson. And again, thanks for coming in and sharing a little bit of your music and some of your stories and a few laughs along the way. The next thing that we could do is, Vance, why don't you tell us a little bit more? You live somewhere north of town, and you work on guitars.
I do. I'm a luthier, kind of on the side.
Mm-hmm.
Preferably, that would be my real occupation, but it's hard to pay the bills.
Mm-hmm.
But that's my passion for definite.
Do you actually build guitars?
I do.
Okay.
Beautiful guitars.
Classical, mostly classical. It's classical flamenco. But I seem to do electrics as well, so it's kind of like both ends of the spectrum, you know.
Electric guitars that are wood, that are, I mean, what kind? Because some of them are
fiberglass. One right there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They are, there's essentially hollow body, so it's like I have a block going down the middle, but then I'll use, you know, rosewood or nicer wood so you can make them look like anything, but they're light.
Oh.
And just a little bit different, you know. So they're really built like an acoustic.
Nice. That one in particular has kind of a, how would you describe that sound?
Mostly electrics. I set up like a Telecaster, so it would be probably closest to like a thin line Tele. You know what I'm talking about? They have like the thin lines that are semi hollow. So it was kind of modeled after that as far as the hardware, not really the shape, but as far as the hardware and sound stuff.
A little
like
blues
that.
Sound to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, kind of bluesy. Mm-hmm. And you can get some gritty rock or even punk rock out of it.
I think that's kind of what you go towards a little bit.
I'm afraid so.
Well, why don't we hear another song?
Okay.
And tell us a little bit about it before you start.
Okay. This next song's called The Field. I think it's funny because they did The Flood, and so now we're going to do The Field. And
Is this a Saw song? I think I played
it could be.
Yeah, what key is it in?
You mean the saw has a key?
F sharp.
F sharp. I'll play the saw.
Yeah. let's see. This song came about. I was playing with a band called Goldtooth, and we kind of came up with it, you know, during practices and stuff. As far as the riff, and it took me a few days to get the lyrics for it, you know, but it was like such fun riff. So after a while, it hit me one day and I wrote it down. It was always our favorite, you know, like, let's play The Field. Can we play it again?
Come on, let's play The Field.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so we'll give it a shot here.
This is Vance Bergeson, The Field.
Think I might see something. Ooh, out there on the edge of the field. You know it might be nothing, but it might be pants time to deal, yeah. Don't you give me that. As a matter of fact, you're just down in moments with better tools. Yeah, copy that. Over and out, I just see a move song without a doubt, yeah. What's it like to be disposable? Oh, wonder the speed of light. Yeah, let me tell you something. On second thought, I think I might, yeah. Yeah, I might just know from day to day just how it feels to be thrown away. My mouth is known, the deal's been done. On to greener pastures, sweet time of disasters, yeah. Floodgates are wide open. All blessings and chaos in its wake. Yeah, feel it is rich and green. Rise up from your holes and partake, yeah. Yeah, the time is now, it's all unknown. Reach out your hands, get yourself.
sing a song. Can you taste the sorrow that comes with joy? Drink deep, my friends, drink deep, my friends, drink deep, my friends, drink deep, my friends, yeah. I think I might see something. Oh, out there on the edge of the field. You know it might be nothing, but it might be past time to deal, yeah.
Yeah, punk rock in the KRFY studio.
That is, I'd say, unique and individual. It's called The Field. That was Vance Bergeson, with backup by Ben Olson, Katie Archer. I like the little, you have these things you're putting
on that washboard.
Yeah. It just fit in perfect, but it's not an instrument you'd think would go with that kind of music. I like that, Vance.
Thanks.
It's like it brought back a cool feeling. You don't get to hear that kind of music that often.
Yeah.
You're up, you know, mostly folky stuff. Or, oh, what do they call it now? Americana.
Americana.
Yeah.
I like it all. So, okay, so that was one of your favorite songs when you played in a band called Gold Tooth. Thanks for bringing it back to the studios of KRFY for the local and live show. What are we going to do next, guys? Your show, kind of.
Gosh, we're only halfway done.
Uh-oh.
That's okay. We're only going till 4 minutes too, because we'll go out with one of your pre-recorded songs.
Okay.
So,
how about let's do Hero Standside, because it's the third one that we have written down on this list here.
Okay, you can always add more. This is your golden moment.
It's hard. It's tough because there are only a handful of songs where I don't swear.
Well, that's good that you're watching that.
The last time I played here, we played the other two that I didn't swear. This was in D minor.
D minor. Sweet.
It's kind of all over the place, too.
Okay. And
This one's called Heroes Stand Aside. This one, you know, a lot of people use the analogy, they just went to sleep drunk and they woke up and there was a song written on the counter. Kind of, this is how this happened. I don't remember writing this song. It's really odd. I remember working on it a little bit, but I don't remember actually writing this song. And it's one of my favorites, and it's just a weird song. It doesn't quite fit in with a lot of the stuff that we do. But we were just practicing tonight with the new arrangement, and it was really fun because it has some awkward parts, and we finally got them down. And like, it sounds really good once you get those things down, but... As with any band, if you don't have your parts down, it kind of sounds amateur. So it's a good thing we're amateurs as it is. So.
Thank you. it up to year 7, lost and lonely again. This mountain's got my blood and I'm still waiting for the flood. And I've been waiting on a dime I could. Well, it's on the line instead of wasting my time, wasting all the time, wasting all my time. Hey, that's a rich man's disease. I'll take a bottle to your lackluster grave. 20s took that pound of flesh from bodies and the downward spirals. Older that you live is that much colder when you give yourself to smaller remains. Monkeys for the pain. No one knows your name. Cause my time will be forgotten. All you heroes stand aside while I break.
Wow, that was great.
Yeah, we jumped into that one. That's not an easy one to jump into.
No. That was excellent, Vance.
You like that little backup stuff?
Oh yeah. I always love playing music with Vance.
Yeah, I can tell.
He's got intuition, which is great.
Finesse.
A lot more than I got.
That was Heroes Stand Aside, Ben Olsen's song. When I was listening to that before you started singing, you know, the melody alone, I think what you were talking about before, it's different. It kind of has a story in itself just from the melody.
It's a strange song. Like, sometimes people say they write songs, lyrics first, and then they match a melody, and sometimes people match a melody to existing lyrics. And that one, I remember it just, I was just playing that weird, it's just a weird version of a D minor. And, it just started from there. And I remember it was one of those songs where they both kind of wrote themselves at the same time from what I remember of it. Cause I don't remember actually writing the song. I remember starting off and writing the first couple lines, and then that's kind of it. So
it's a great song. I bet people would love to learn how you did that. You have to write a book about that. The song I wrote.
I'd love to learn how I did it too, so I could duplicate it.
Yep, exactly.
You know, sometimes you go through ruts when you write songs. And
well, I often wonder and ask people, where do you think music comes from? Where did that song come from? Yeah, it's a lot of different influences, but the rhythm sometimes gets people, the melody.
Mm-hmm.
It can be a few chord progressions or just something, a story that needed to be told. And maybe that song was how that worked.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, Vance, do you have another song you'd like to do of your own?
Yeah, I've got another.
Okay.
Let's see. This song's called Atomic Betty.
Atomic Betty.
About
huh?
A
gambler.
No, I can't do that one.
No.
Oh, Lola?
Not Lola.
Can't do Lola.
That's what I wanted to do.
We're gonna do Betty.
I think you should do Betty and then Lola.
Atomic Betty.
Atomic Betty. It's about an old Volkswagen. Okay.
What key is it?
It's G.
Yeah, Betty was 37 when she died, went to heaven quicker than a thief in the night. Oh, I thought she'd outlive us all. Her funny nose is a cat of walls, but her suitcase was packed and her ghost was tight. Yeah, Betty was a super beautiful man's Porsche, little, four on floor and nothing more. Yeah, some folks say she's a beater, bucket rust, no freaking heater, but to me she was transport delight. She got bucket seats, Porsche rims, needle tack for the RPMs, all the smell of sex and gasoline. Yeah, hug a corner like hippie trees, the dog snarled his head out in the breeze, 65 fell fast and wild. It was 1973 in post-war Germany, and Betty was rolling down the line. Atomic yellow submarine was the color of her sheen. Atomic Betty. She heard a rattle, cry for help at the end of the battle. That old girl turned out the lights. Oh, Mercury wasn't retrograde. Apparently that's no parade for anything mechanical at times. Yeah, Betty was a super beetle. Poor man's Porsche, little four on floor, nothing more. Yeah, some folks say she's a beater, a bucket of rust, no freaking hitter, but to me she was transport delight.
That's my bad if I screwed that one up.
It was all good. I love that song. That was Atomic Betty. What color was she?
She was like this like neon yellow. It was, I think, original like neon yellow, you know.
They were beautiful, yeah. Beautiful vehicles back then. Remember the ones that were windows all the way around, even on the side? I mean, the back curved windows were, I mean, it was all windows. Those were pretty cool. I thought if I won the lottery, I was going to get a Volkswagen and just have someone make it perfect.
Wait, you would get a Volkswagen if you won the lottery, Susie?
Well, I would just get one.
You should buy a Volkswagen, if like the company, if you win the lottery. Because you know it's a $1.5 billion right now.
That's nuts. They should break it up into three different drawings.
I'm sure numerous people will win this thing.
Oh, I hope so. I hope some really good people do.
I want you to know, Sandpoint, if I win that lottery, you're all going to make a little bit of money.
Yeah,
all right?
Yeah. Sounds good. I hope you win it. Anyways, it's fun to think about. But this is really cool, you guys coming into the studio. We have about 10 more minutes. And this is the part of the show where you... I know you've been playing together the whole time, but you jam.
Jam, huh?
Yeah.
How
do you, this is when it gets weird, right?
Yeah.
Is it?
The only thing you have to do is watch your language, and you're okay to do whatever.
I want to ask Vance to play a song here.
Okay.
This is one of my favorite songs of his. Has it been a while, or?
Yeah.
Lola?
This is a beautiful song. It's about your grandma, isn't it?
Yeah.
Whenever I hear this song, it gives me goosebumps. Actually, Vance has got several songs that give me goosebumps, and this is one of my top three songs of his that I really like.
Sounds like we have to hear it.
I really think so.
What do you think, Vance?
Yeah, I can find it.
Okay. What key is it in?
It's D.
Perfect.
It's going D, and then B, G, and D.
Yeah, you're capable.
And it just like...
That's okay. I tuned down.
Okay. What? D?
I tune into D, yeah.
To D, yeah. I botch some of the words.
That's okay. Just mumble if you need to.
Let's see. Let's get a little more volume there. Okay. Coffee on the table, blue jay out in the fountain. Trees are dancing, dancing in the new wind that's come down off of the mountain. And it's going to be alright. Turns into light. Lola was a gambler, slot machines in Vegas, turned her hands jet black and broken. Her man come to find her early in the morning, not a word could have spoken. These poor boys are showing signs of life and sorrow, taking on the closing season. Come and go like water in the river. It ain't got no rhyme or reason. But it's going to be alright as the day turns in. On the table, wild lemons fresh as a daisy. Home and built a fine home way out in the country. Now I'm naked, hay and babies. And it's going to be alright as the day turns in.
Song, man.
You're absolutely right, Vance. That's a beautiful song.
Thanks.
I want to go there. I want to be at that table. I don't know. I can see it. That's a beautiful song. I get it.
Yeah, Vance was the first one who played at our Live at the Office show at the Reader, which we've kind of put on hiatus for a couple months.
I remember when he was your first person there.
Yeah, it was... It was this song is the one that I gosh, every time I hear it, it gets me.
Yep.
I love that. And this one and that that one that you played way back in the day. See, the problem with Vance is you like one of his songs and then he forgets how to play it.
They disappear is what we're talking about. Yeah. Like the song will turn into something else and then it's no longer in existence, you know.
Well,
and Vance's like,
there.
Play that one song. And I'm like, what are you talking about? You know it better than I do.
There's one song on YouTube that I urge everybody to look at. It's one of the oldest videos that I have on there. It's from like when the POAC gallery was the Pondere Wine Cellars. It used to be a winery there. I recorded Vance playing this song called like Shoe Full of Ghost Blood or something like that.
Yeah.
All long time ago. And I've asked him for it to play it several times since, and he can't play anymore. He forgot it, and so I recorded it, and it's on the internet, and it's a fantastic song. That one and Lola and the Mad Scientist song are the three that like get me all the way.
That's so cool. I'm really glad you came and joined us tonight, Vance.
Yeah, it's been fun.
I remember that song, and as soon as I heard it, you started it, I went, yeah, that song. I'm glad I heard it again. We have time for one more song.
Oh, geez. Okay.
And then we'll end with a pre-recorded song of Harold's IGA. So just go somewhere.
I should have a list of our songs. I don't.
You want me to?
What do you play the bones on?
Katie, do you want to come and look at your song?
Do you burn or no?
They're going to play You Burn at the end, I think.
Oh, okay.
We could. We could play You Burn and then just switch the end song, I think. I don't know. Or we could play Dewey Jump and I could sing the clean version.
I don't have my accordion.
You can't play the bones?
I play the bones on it, but I don't have my accordion.
Oh. Well, let's just tell me a little bit about while you're deciding which song to play, the reincarnation of, or the evolution of Harold's IGA, where are you playing next?
We're playing at, Katie and I are playing at the Ponderé Winery on the 16th, I believe. It's this Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
You get me lost. Wow. I feel like I'm talking like a North Dakotan right now. Oh, jeez. Oh, gosh. Oh, heck, oofta now.
That's what happens when you...
Here I was playing this guitar and a song just popped out now. I tell ya. Well, let's play Get Me Lost. This is a song we never play. So good luck.
You have about 3 minutes and 42 seconds.
Okay. This is like a D major 7th.
Okay.
B minor 7th to F sharp minor 7th. Or just D, B minor, F sharp minor.
This is how jams go, folks.
B minor, F sharp minor.
Okay.
And here they go with a song called something.
It blank. Caught her right, found her diamond in your suitcase. Let it fall, let it fall. Let it fall, let it fall. Oh,
was beautiful. Very nice, you guys.
That's called improv.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for coming in to the KRFY's newest show, Live and Local, and doing your thing. Vance Bergeson, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
We're very cool. It's nice to hear you again. And Ben and Katie, good job. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. We're going to be right back here next Tuesday night at 7 o'clock, so you can join us again and hear some more local musicians doing their thing. We're going to go out with a Harold's IGA song called...
Oh, haven't you heard enough of us? Come on.
No, we're going to hear more. This is Harold's IGA, You Burn, and we hope you have a good evening. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Toodaloo.
Vance, bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
Okay.